Now, here we are with some of the letters received at the Evening News during the past week. Paul Smith, a retired serviceman, is disgusted at the lack of recognition for the armed forces. "I'm completely and utterly disgusted at this fine city. The powers that be are ready to close off roads and police any sort of demonstration or pride marches, but just for one day, all they can do for Armed Forces Day is to put up a small flag on City Hall. We have homeless veterans, and they could benefit from any form of exposure as to their plight. Maybe stop pandering to the woke generation and giving everything to illegals, and concentrate on the people that have given service to this once great county. The armed forces will be there when any trouble is threatening us, but nothing is done to support them. Please think on, and maybe something positive for them next Armed Forces Day. Yes, I am a veteran."
Nigel Legg from Bracken Ash is concerned about the Tasway Solar Project. "Concerns have been expressed about this proposal and its likely effect on the rurality of South Norfolk. Vast sums of money are to be made out of the various renewable energy proposals, and this is attracting foreign investment. If the proposal is of sufficient size, a development consent order can be applied for. This circumvents the local planning system and is decided entirely on the whim of government. Further, DCOs are given extra powers in order to promote their activities. There is nothing to stop foreign investors applying for more DCOs in South Norfolk, over which residents will have no control. I am sceptical of the altruistic claims made by developments. So far, I have seen little evidence of the supposed benefits to residents in my locality. South Norfolk Council has declined repeated requests to develop a supplementary planning document. This might have afforded a degree of control over some of these developments. Instead, it is promoting a new town for South Norfolk. Will there be enough room for this in between the solar farms?"
Eleanor Laming from Thorpe St Andrew also has concerns, this time about local democracy. "It seems that following the recent spending review, the government is withdrawing funding support for neighbourhood plans from 2025 onwards. Neighbourhood plans, introduced via the Localism Act of 2011, enable communities to influence planning decisions through development of policies and design codes which relate specifically to the local area. Many parish and town councils do not have the resources to fund the compilation of such plans without external financing. This decision will therefore have a big impact on those who are thinking of developing a plan for the first time and those who are planning to update their existing plan. It could potentially reduce the input that local people have in shaping the development of their area and is a blow for local democracy. I hope this does not indicate the direction the government is planning to take."
Anne Gripton was pleased about a positive news story we had last week about a retired firefighter. "Thank you so very much for the lovely, encouraging report on Billy Betts' Long Service Award from the King in Friday's paper. Wroxham's very special 97-year-old has been duly recognised. It is always so helpful to read positive stories when the news today is so often heartbreaking."
Glyn D.J. Linda from Frettenham advises us to keep cool and carry on. "Now that the mini heatwave has come to an end, thankfully, we will be spared any more of the ludicrous reactions which we have witnessed from certain sections of the media. The Liberal Democrats were even calling for a Cobra meeting to discuss the heat wave. Can they not find a more constructive way to spend their time? Back in 1976, we experienced a drought which lasted for months and had 10 consecutive weeks of exceptionally hot weather, including a 15-day period when temperatures were constantly about 90 degrees in old money. My recollection of that year was that we all got on with our normal daily life, and the only moans that I can remember came from local footballers who had the start of the 1976 season put back a few weeks because of the extremely hard ground.